Time to welcome Ronnie Morrison. Ronnie, welcome. How are you, man?
Morning. Good morning,
Brian. Let's get you right up on the scooch on up a little bit to get right up on it.
All right.
Glad to have you in studio. Glad to be talking about this because I don't know that Bessie races get attention very often, and they are at the same time critical for educating our youth. So let's talk a little bit about who Ronnie Morris is. And I mean, you're running for re-election, so we have a little bit of knowledge about you, but what makes you, what made you want this post in the first place?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity this morning. So Brian, you raised a really interesting question, and that is, what is Bessie? I don't know. I don't know how many of your listeners really know what Bessie is, what Bessie does and so forth. But 4 years ago, I came home and told my wife, asked my wife what her thoughts were about me running for Bessie. And her question was, well, Ronnie, what's Bessie? So we had that conversation, right? So basically, Bessie is an 11-member board that establishes policy for K-12 education in the state of Louisiana. It's an 11-member board, 8 are elected, 3 are appointed by the governor. So I represent District 6 currently, which is basically EBR, Livingston, Ascension, Tangipahoa, and Washington parishes. So 4 million people in the state of Louisiana, 8 Bessie districts. Each Bessie member represents about 500,000 constituents.
What attracted you? You came home, told your wife you're running for Bessie.
Right.
What sparked that decision?
Well, I've always been a lifelong learner, I think. I went back to school to LSU for my undergrad at 30. Single parent, two little girls. But, you know, by the grace of God and some help of some family and friends, I graduated in 5 years, electrical engineering degree. Went to work for ExxonMobil, put in 25 years there, retired 2 years ago. But education made such a difference in my life. It was a game changer for me. I know that it can be a game changer for a lot of other people. So it's a passion for me, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve.
We're talking with Ronnie Morris running for re-election for Bessie. Everyone says the Bessie board. That's redundant. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education Board. It's just Bessie. So Ronnie's running for re-election. All right. So since 2019, when you were first elected, what have you seen as your biggest challenges or Bessie's biggest challenges along the way?
Well, certainly we had to get through COVID, right? So that, you know, that was the charge for everybody. But basically, I think the learnings from COVID, first of all, let's start with the good news. So Louisiana has moved up in the national ranking to 41. So that's great news coming out of COVID. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to be fourth quartile. We've been fourth quartile for as long as everybody can remember. Now we're on that threshold with potential to get to third quartile nationally. That should be exciting for everyone. But the primary impetus for that is that Louisiana got $4 billion in federal aid to address the COVID concerns. That came out ESSER-1, ESSER-2, ESSER-3. But basically, we had $4 billion to invest.
Right.
A lot of that money went into keeping kids in school. So because Louisiana children went to school, got the benefits of that education, we actually jumped to 41 nationally. And now we need, the challenge for us is to sustain that. But we want to credit our teachers, the resiliency of our teachers to make that happen. Couldn't have happened without them. A lot of challenges in the classroom. In retirement, I applied and I work as a substitute teacher.
Okay.
So for the last 2 years, I've worked in East Baton Rouge, Ascension, and Central School Systems as a substitute teacher. So I go in and I talk to the kids, I talk to the teachers, talk to the administrators. What's going on? You know, what's working for you? When I talk to the kids, because my background's engineering, so I sub in math and science classes. So
right.
Talk to the kids, I explain to them what is Bessie, what Bessie does. You just got elected to Bessie. What would you change? You could change any rule in the system. You could create a brand new rule. What are you going to do? The kids tell me, can you change the cell phone policy? Can you can you change the uniform policy? The food in the cafeteria sucks. Okay, that's what I get. But once you get past those three, what do I get? Mr. Morris, can you find me a teacher? Mr. Morris, can you make education relevant? So those are the two things that I hear consistently. When I go into low-performing schools or high-performing schools, all the way across the spectrum, that's the deal. That's what the kids are hollering for is, can you give me a teacher and can you make education relevant? So there's a state law, you have to send kids to school, right? Mm-hmm. Where's the state law that says you have to have teachers in school?
Well, it's been a struggle, to be sure. In fact, you know what? Let's stick with the teachers. I want to talk about that making education relevant. That's an important topic. But let's stick with the teachers for just a minute. We're coming out of a legislative session where the legislature, they did what they could with teachers as far as a pay raise is concerned, because as I understand it, Bessie sends over recommendations and they can either thumbs up or thumbs down. They can't amend, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So they got the one time it's being called a stipend,
right?
One time bump.
Yep.
Bessie will send over a proposal next year that will make it permanent.
I propose to make it permanent.
I'm not
at a minimum.
Right. I'm not going to ask you to, you know, make a final call on that yet, because there's different standards of excellence.
Sure.
Let's just say when it comes to the teacher pay raises. But so the legislature did that, but they also did something where they were going to kick down to the individual school districts to create a greater possibility of local control over how much teachers make in individual school districts. Mm-hmm. Did you or did Bessie have any kind of take on whether or not we can excel in that regard? It seems like so many other states where education is excelling, the 40 states that are above us, local control is key.
Well, autonomy at the local level is extremely important, mm-hmm. right? You've got different student populations in different parts of the city, different parts of the state. There's different cultures throughout the state. You know, one thing doesn't apply to everybody, you know, across the board in education. So that local autonomy is really important. But with regard to teacher salaries, that's a combination of state funding, federal funding, local funding. Some districts have a larger tax basis than others do, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of discretion at the local level. Bessie doesn't prescribe what those total salaries are. We focus on the state's contribution.
Sticking with the feedback on Get Me Teachers, what are you finding that is the biggest hindrance to recruiting teachers?
Well, I think a lot of that is messaging. And the messaging is coming from teachers who are currently in the system. A lot of it is coming from parents who want their kids to excel, and a lot of it is coming from society. Hey, you got to get out there and make a lot of money. You know, yeah. You need to be a millionaire tomorrow, right? And you're not going to be, I don't think, a multimillionaire, you know, if you're a teacher, right? You're pursuing your passion. You're pursuing your personal interests. You're pursuing that fulfillment that you want in life because you're serving, right?
Yeah.
That's why people go into that career, and that's where the really good teachers are, right? Just like in any other profession. Teaching is a profession. Just like any other profession, people that have the vision and the passion and the energy, those are the ones that are successful, and those are the ones that are really good.
We're talking with Ronnie Morris, running for re-election in Bessie. He's currently a Bessie member. Teachers is one thing. Y'all's wheelhouse, though, is setting curriculum and whatnot. Is that not?
That's not true.
Okay.
No, Bessie does not set curriculum. What Bessie does is Bessie sets or approves the standards. So the standards get reviewed once every 7 years, and basically the standards provide the framework. And then once that framework is in place, then it's up to the local districts to choose the curriculum. Now, Bessie's going to recommend, you know, quality curriculum, and there are some incentives for low-performing schools to implement that quality curriculum. But Bessie does not prescribe the curriculum.
Okay, that being said, let's get back to the relevance part.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not setting curriculum, how can Bessie help to make education relevant?
Well, from my view, I'm really passionate about STEM education. So I like the concept of STEM education. It's a practical application that kids can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids get excited about robots. They get excited about drones. I got my own little nonprofit, and we bring aquaponics into middle school classrooms across the state. Kids get to work with a team of their classmates. We circulate 400 gallons of water in a middle school classroom. We get our catfish fingerlings from the LSU Vet School.
Cool.
The kids feed the fish. They weigh the amount of food that gets put in the system. They weigh the fish. They take water samples. They learn about water quality, right? What are the critical parameters in water quality that the fish need to survive and cohabitate in the same stream of water with the lettuce that they're growing downstream? Okay. So they got a little entrepreneurial spirit here that they're learning about, how to work as a team, ownership. So they can harvest 100 pounds of catfish and about 1,000 heads of lettuce in a school year. Tony Seafood comes in. They harvest the fish. Tony's allows us to bring the kids into their store on a regular basis and see what that entrepreneurial opportunity looks like. And then at the end of the year, we have a blind taste test. And Tony's comes out, harvests the fish, prepares the fish, and we have our blind taste test. So
okay.
A lot of fun for kids there, right? It's engaging, and that's the kind of opportunities that we need for kids to experience that so they can develop those problem-solving and critical thinking skills that are valuable and interesting.
Along with your background at ExxonMobil, you have a background in charter schools as well, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Well, I was one of the founding members of the Basis Charter School here, mm-hmm. here in Baton Rouge. So best of my information, it's the best network in the country. Yeah. When I served on that board, you go into the board meeting and you talk about how the school's performance is relative to the local agreement we have with the local school district. You know, how am I performing relative to my charter? Then the conversation moves to, how is the school performing relative to the other 30 basis schools in the network? Then the conversation moves to, how's the basis network performing to other countries in the world? And that's the kind of conversation that we need to be having in Louisiana, right, in education. How are our schools performing relative to other countries in the world? The BSEE mission statement is for the board to develop policies that create opportunities for Louisiana children such that families and communities can better prepare Louisiana to compete in a global economy. So it's that global perspective, I think, that raises the bar of excellence, and that's what we need to do. We've got to provide that bar, that expectation for excellence in our school systems if we want to go out and compete.
We got a couple minutes left with Ronnie Morris running for re-election in BSEE. Ronnie, so let's continue on that. The growth and evolution of charter schools in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's been something I've been very curious about because, sure. To me, competition breeds success.
Yeah.
And where, from a BSEE perspective, where are we at with that meshing of the two to see both coexist in Baton Rouge especially?
Well, I think the main thing is we want to provide opportunities for parents, right? You know, the really cool thing about being a parent is you learn about your child. Every child is different. You want to learn about, you know, what's special about your child, what your child's interests are, and so forth. Then you want to go out and you want to shop schools. Mm-hmm. You know, where's the school? Everything that's out in the world today, where's the school in my community that's the best fit for my child? When I first started at BSEE, there were 144,000 kids that were attending a D or an F school. How would you like to be a single mom that puts your kid on a bus every day for 12 years and goes to a D or an F school? What kind of expectations can you have for your child?
Right.
So I think, like you said, you know, competition is going to bring us all to a higher level. It's healthy for everybody involved.
What's next in education in Louisiana? What are your plans for, should you be reelected? Where do you want to take schools in Louisiana? And I'm not just talking like moving up rankings, but specifically, where should we be focused?
Yeah, so how do we get there, right?
Well, that's true, too.
Right. So we need to continue our focus on literacy, right? Half the kids in the state don't read at grade level right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got to continue our focus on literacy, number one. That's that end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum, 80% of the kids in high school today are on the college-bound track, but only 50% go to college.
Right.
Well, what happens to that 30% that came out of high school, no skill, no college? What are they going to do, right? The 50% that do go to college, only 40% come back for year two. So now they're in the same boat, right? No high school, no skill, no college. What am I going to do? So we got at BSEE, we've got to work with all the stakeholders in the game, all the stakeholders, and identify what incentives that we need to put in place to get more kids interested in those vocational skills. So we get the electricians and the HVAC guys and the welders and the nurses that we need, right? Because mm-hmm. there's shortages in every one of those areas today, and they pay good money.
From BSEE's perspective, how can we top down, like, recommendations, sure, but to get that into individual curriculums, what's BSEE's role there?
Well, I don't know if it's so much about getting it into curriculums, but it's providing the incentives in each of the school ratings, right? So every school has an SPS, a school performance score, mm-hmm. A through F, just like students, right? A through F. So every school district is striving to get that A or B, right? Well, there's certain criteria that they need to satisfy to get that A or B. So BSEE can come in and, again, work with stakeholders to come up with the initiatives that they need to get their A or B, right?
Right.
They're going to result in the outcomes that we're all looking for students. So with BSEE, it's all about the policy and how we put those initiatives in place to create those opportunities so that schools can continue to get that A or B, that high rating, and we're getting the great outcomes for students.
He is Ronnie Morris, running for re-election in District 6 of Bessie. And I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Like I said, it's a conversation that's not had enough. Let's hope that conversation continues and advances. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, sir. Thank you.